Hi guys, it's me, Sherelle. I know I have not been present on my podcast for like a month. The last time I did a podcast was May 6th. And I'm not avoiding you guys. I miss doing the podcast, but I've just been so busy with work, being a mom. I just have so many other things going on that I honestly just didn't have time to do a podcast. But I do miss you guys a lot. Also, guys, I'm getting back into my YouTube channel. I have a lot of great content on my YouTube, so please go check it out. My name is Sherelle H on YouTube, and I have great content on there. And also, I made a TikTok page. I don't know why. I just made it. I don't even barely use it, but I haven't even been blogging like that either on my blog. So I'm just trying to get myself together because I really have so many things that I need to do. Like, I need to focus more on my blog. I need to focus more on my, on you guys more. So, I'm sorry that I went away for as long as I did. But, I haven't been doing anything special. I'm trying to get back on my diet. I've been dealing with my nutritionist, and she's helping me. Of course, I'm still having a few slip-ups here and there. But, I guess, you know, I just got to work through the kinks. But I recently purchased some new bedroom furniture for me and my daughter's room, so I'm super excited about that. I'm actually going to be going out of town, not this week, but the following week. So I'm going out of town on the 21st to see my boyfriend for a whole weekend. He's on vacation, and I'm so excited because I get to see him. I miss him, so I'm super excited to, like, you know, get to spend some time with him. That's going to be awesome. So that means I need to probably pack my bags Thursday, because Friday I have so much going on. So I probably pack all my bags Thursday, have it all packed, and then put all my stuff in the car until it's all done. But anyway, guys, so yeah, I haven't been doing anything much, just dealing with things the best way that I know how. And I mean, work has been okay for the most part. I mean, I'm trying to deal with one of my co-workers who I really don't care for, and I hate to even talk about her on this podcast because she doesn't even deserve the attention. But I just, yeah. So I, like I said, I love what I do. As you guys know, I'm a medical assistant, but sometimes you don't always love the people you work with, unfortunately. I'm just like one person at my job that I can't freaking stand, and I'm trying to like deal with it or whatever. But you know, I don't know. It kind of sucks for me to have to deal with like people like that, but sometimes you just have to deal with it. Yeah, but you know, that's a whole nother topic. I actually want to talk about workplace drama, make that like a whole subject, but I don't want to do it today because it's too beautiful of a day to shed light on that one person. But yeah, I got like a 3-day weekend because I got to have 3 days off. We only had like 9 patients Friday at my doctor's office, so they gave me the day off, and I was super excited, so I relaxed. Friday, I didn't do anything. Like, I was like, I'm going to the grocery store. I'm going to go look at comforter sets, and I'm all excited about it. But then, as soon as I'm like in there, and I'm all like, yeah, we're going to get this done, lo and behold, it doesn't get done because it was raining, and I was like, I want to go. My dad was like, okay, it's raining. You guys should stay in the house, because he didn't want my daughter going out in the rain and getting sick, so we didn't go anywhere. But yesterday, me and her went grocery shopping, and we went to Target and stuff, so that was fun. I'm a grocery shopping addict. Like, literally, I like have gone to the grocery store 2 weeks. Okay, so last week I spent $189 in Kroger. This week I spent $134 in Publix. I'm like, what is wrong with me? My boyfriend's like, you stay at the grocery store. I'm like, I know, I'm a grocery addict or whatever, you know. So it is what it is, but I do love my grocery shopping. But yeah, I haven't been doing much. I'm trying to just focus on, I guess I have so many things I'm trying to accomplish right now, so that's where my focus has been. Like, I'm trying to get in the process of getting my own house. I'm in the process of just trying to focus on that, you know, focus on the next steps of me and my boyfriend and us moving in together soon, and just focusing on, you know, keep saving my money and building my savings up. I'm just focusing on so many different things right now. And it's just, like I said, it's not like I forgot about you guys. I totally miss you guys a hell of a lot. And I'm always looking at my phone and looking at this app. And I'm like, oh, I never get on Anchor anymore. But I've just been so busy. And like I said, just so many things I'm trying to focus on. So it's nothing against you guys. I mean, I do have to come back and do better. Just like with my blog, I got to do better with the blog. But sometimes I get lazy too. So it happens. But I truly do miss you guys though. And I hope you all are doing well. I really, really do. Like, I'm trying to do the best I can. I'm trying to keep pushing. I'm trying to keep going and stay motivated and all that stuff. So, and that's all we really can do. But yeah, like, if you really want to catch up with me, just check out my YouTube and my blog. I know I need to get back on my blog because I need to be more focused on that. So yeah, but I haven't really been doing anything. Nothing major, you know, so just a lot of work. I'm actually about to go to Walmart with my mom when she gets home because I went and bought almond milk yesterday because I love almond milk. And the date says it expires very soon. And I'm like, what the hell? I like my dates to, like, usually when I get almond milk, the dates will be like, it expires within 2 months. And it's just, and I'm like, oh my God. So I got to go to the store with her. And I actually might look for a new comforter set for my daughter's room while I'm in there. So maybe I'll find something in there and I can do that, get that done today as well. I hope anyway. But I'm super looking forward to going out of town. Like, I literally miss my boyfriend. He was just down here last month visiting me for Memorial Day and for my birthday. So we went out to eat dinner, me, him, and my daughter. And then we went to Target because it's like my favorite store is Target. He literally comes down here and he's like, you love Target. So for my birthday, he got me a gift card to Target because he knows that's like my favorite store. Like, I love Target. I stay in there. I do. And then every time I go on there, I'm crying in my mind because I'm like, I just spent $100 and $200 in here. Like, what's wrong with me? Every time. It never fails. Because I'm just, you know, you go in the store for one thing and then you walk out with five or six other things that you know you don't need. That's always me. So annoying, but it's always me. But yeah, it's a beautiful Sunday today. I actually cooked Sunday dinner. You know, usually my mom cooks Sunday dinner, but her and my dad were at like they had like an engagement to go to last night. So they were there. So I cooked Sunday dinner. I made turkey, stuffing, green beans, yams, and gravy. So that was my Sunday dinner. I was like, ah. My mom was like, you're cooking like it's Thanksgiving. I'm like, no. But yeah, so I love to cook now and then. My boyfriend's always like, how come when you come to visit, you never cook? I cooked on like one time, but we eat out a lot. Like when I'm down out of town, we eat out a lot. Like we don't really cook. We like go to, my favorite place is Dairy Queen. We have a Dairy Queen here, but I love the one in his town. Like, oh my God, food is so good. Like we always go to Dairy Queen or KFC or because we don't eat McDonald's. We do Wendy's now and then. And oh, we go to, it's a Japanese place. We go there a lot too. So yeah, we eat out a lot. We really don't cook too much. But yeah, I'm just sitting here bored out my mind. My daughter is gone with my dad to see my grandmother. So they've been gone for like an hour. And then, like I said, I'm getting ready to leave with my mom. So yes, the sun is starting to come out too. It was like pouring down, raining. I'm like, all this rain we keep getting. Like literally Friday, it was like a flood. And I was like, my mom was like, I'm so glad you didn't go to work because it was like literally flooding on our streets and everywhere. It was crazy. So it was crazy. It was literally crazy, guys. It was like flooding and everything else. So I don't know. But I just want to check in with you guys because I don't want you to think I just disappeared and forgot about Anchor, because I didn't. Like I said, it's just been so much going on. So I really haven't been like able to like dedicate myself fully. So
Basically.
Yeah, I'm tired. I'm actually probably going to do a YouTube video in a little while about my hair products. Because yesterday, I washed my hair once a week. So, I had braids in my hair and I took my braids out. So, when I have braids, I don't wash it every week. But, of course, being me that I just did the big chop and I'm natural, I wash my hair once a week. So, usually on Friday. So, I went to wash my hair or whatever. And I use these new products. And it's called Twisted Sister. And I got it from Roses. It was all right. I didn't really like how it did in my hair, though. Like, I've been using Cream of Nature. That does, like, the best in my hair. I got their whole line from Walmart. No, I like their products better. They do better in my hair. So, probably go back to using that next week when I do my hair. I mean, this week, excuse me. But, yeah, this is going to be a long week. My doctor was out of town for 2 weeks, so the nurse practitioner was working in his place. And he actually comes back Monday, so I'm thinking, like, oh, my God, I hate to say this. Like, I'm kind of, I guess, glad he'll be back, but same token, I'm not, because I think it's going to be hectic and chaotic next week, and I'm not looking forward to all the craziness that's about to be. I don't even think I'm staying all day at work tomorrow. Tomorrow's a half day. Our last patient is at 12, so I'll probably leave at, like, 1 or 1:30. I ain't trying to stay all day. I want to come home, so... Yeah, I don't know, guys, but I'm not gonna keep rambling on because I don't even know what the heck I'm talking about at this point. But I know we used to do like little Bible studies and stuff. I miss doing that, so we'll definitely get back to doing that soon, guys. But I'm about to end this because my mom will be here soon. We have to go back to the store, and because I'm tired and everything else, and I gotta get ready. Gotta go take my medicine. Oh, yeah, let me update you guys on my anxiety right quick. So, my anxiety and depression has gotten so much better since I've been taking the Lexapro 20 milligrams. Like, it's gotten 100% better. And, it's been good. You know, I take my medication every day. I always tell myself never to go without taking my anxiety medication because I once went 2 weeks and didn't take it, and I was so sick when I put my body back on it. Like, for a week straight, I was like stomach pains, sick to my stomach. It was horrible, like pure hell. And it gives you, because if you don't take your medication, you get the worst side effects, like vomiting, diarrhea. And I had a lot of those symptoms. I was like, that's how, like, some of the symptoms I had when I didn't take my medication for, like, a week, because I had to get back in my system. So, I always make sure, if I might skip a day because I forget, but never go, like, a week or two, because you will be sick as a dog. And, you know, I want to just make a comment on something. So, I was at work one day, and someone made a comment about Lexapro being, like, a psych ward medication. I guess you can say it's for, but that comment made me think, like, it's for crazy people. You know, and I was kind of taken back. Like, Lexapro is an anxiety / depression medication, but do they really consider it a psych ward medication? Because I'm thinking, like, people that take that aren't considered crazy. You know how many people in the world take anxiety and depression medication? Are we crazy and psycho or whatever? So, I just want to comment on that. That was kind of weird that someone said that, but I don't know. Anyway, guys, I love you all. I'll be back soon. I promise. I'm going to try to go back to doing these podcasts probably either in the morning on the way to work or in the evening. I'm going to try to do it with you guys. So I will definitely see you soon. Thanks for riding with me. Thanks for supporting me. I'm sorry I haven't been around. Please check out my YouTube, guys. You won't regret it. I will see you guys soon. Have a great Sunday. I'm off because my mom is here, so I gotta go. Love you. Bye.